Welcome to the Unscripted Podcast. I am your host, Aida, founder of Unlimited Brands in Lifestyle Clothing Line.
And I'm your co-host, Simone, a content creator and founder of Meal Prep Venues.
Every Thursday, we talk about something new, something fun, something practical or inspiring.
We like to keep it real, relatable, relevant, and above all, unscripted.
So turn up the volume on your drive to work or grab your glass of wine, sit back and
enjoy the show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Unscripted Podcast. I am your host, Simone McKenna, and I am flying solo today. Aida encouraged this episode that I am just going to be getting super real and open and just hanging out with you guys the next like 20 minutes, speaking about growing our family from 3 to 4. So those of you who are perhaps new to their podcast or have not been followed along on our Instagram, surprise, we are extending our family, growing our family, and finalizing our family at 4. Right now, my husband and I have a 3-year-old boy. His name is Gray, and we are adding a little girl to our family in May. Now, I don't know, as I start talking about it more and more, I get excited. I'm going to backpedal a little bit. So there are all boys in Scott's family, right? So because you go by the husband's side of the family, right? That's how you find out what gender you're having, essentially. Anyhow, we do have a niece, but she came with a boy. She's a twin. So thank goodness we're not having twins. I don't think my patients can handle it. But long story short, we were very shocked in finding out we were having a girl. Like, I don't think the word was disappointment because we certainly weren't disappointed. Like, we're really pumped about it. And now as I'm starting to get more and more clothes and bows and shoes and bedding and all of these things gifted to us and you know, hand-me-downs from other girl mums, it's getting even more exciting, honestly. But at the time, we were shocked. Like, it took us a few weeks to really be like, is this real? Is this true? Now, I am going to be 37 this year. So I am what they call a geriatric pregnancy, which means it automatically puts you at risk. Okay. So it's like you're a high, is that what we call it? High risk pregnancy. So we've had a few differences this go around, which is totally fine. We had a few differences last time because we were in the peak of COVID. So, you know, we had a lot of tele visits rather than going in to the OB office, which honestly I prefer. A lot of the time I'm going in there waiting around 40 minutes because they're running behind and then they're like, do you have any questions? Nope. Okay, let's listen to her heartbeat. She's good. All right, let's go. Then you're gone, right? So I kind of preferred the televisits if I'm being honest, but it is nice to have the option for Scott to be able to come to my appointments this time. He hasn't come to many, full disclosure, because as I said, you're waiting sometimes, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. And I don't want to do that with a toddler. Okay. So, you know, he came to a few where we thought we were finding out the gender and all of that good stuff, but we were lucky to find out our gender very early. That's where I was going with this, you know, being an older pregnant woman, is that we have had to do a lot of like additional tests. They do a lot of like the anatomy scan at the hospital and bloods and all these different tests and works and things like that. So we got to find out early. I think we might've been 10 weeks when we found out that we're having a girl, which was awesome because it gave us time to digest, get excited, plan, clear out all of the boys' clothes that we had in our basement, you know, that we were storing away for the next, just in assumption that we were having another boy. But it's fun. It's getting exciting. We actually spent our weekend pulling out all of the baby stuff and kid stuff and, you know, getting rid of the things that we are not going to keep for the next, and then storing the next in a really easy and organized way, so that once we've used it and we've gone through it, we can gift to somebody else, because we know that this is the final addition to our family, if we can say that. such a different pregnancy. I feel like I'm just rambling on now, but I from the support we've had on Instagram, I'm thrilled to be able to chat with you about this. And it's cool that there's lots of others that are pregnant at the same time as me. So I hope that we have some similar stories that you can relate to. But wow, what a different pregnancy. With Gray, we didn't know we were pregnant for I don't know if it was like 9 or 10 weeks. So I had like nothing in the first trimester, not a single symptom, tired, sick, whatever. The first thing that really brought it on was the smell of coffee. The smell of coffee really made me feel sick. Like there was a point where I was like, you're either having coffee in the garage or you're not having coffee, because I can't even smell it. It makes me want to throw up. And then that same week, I was up all night, like felt like I was going to throw up, and we'd both eaten the same like seafood meal that I'd cooked at home. So I knew where the seafood was from. I knew how it was cooked, and he was totally fine and I wasn't. So it was just my body essentially telling me like, hey, something's not right. Go check it out. And then I had a great pregnancy, but it's so hard to compare the two because obviously now I'm, you know, almost 4 years older. And then also having a baby in COVID or being pregnant through COVID, at the time I hated it because I felt like I was missing out on so much. Like I was missing out on having, you know, friends come over or seeing my stomach, you know, like chatting about the stories, going to appointments, going shopping for baby stuff, like having a baby shower, like all of those things. But now in hindsight, everything was slower, right? So obviously I was a personal trainer, had my own studio, which I had to close for a bulk of my pregnancy because of COVID. So I think I closed my studio in March when it was mandatory, and I couldn't reopen until maybe end of July, start of August. And then I had Gray at the end of September. So I did start to take clients back for those last like month or so. And that was awesome because then I could be like more active and more physical. But through my pregnancy, I was still working out a ton. I was taking online clients. I was working to a point, but it wasn't as intense as now where I have a three-year-old. So even on those days where I have been feeling super tired or I have been feeling a little off, you can't convince a three-year-old. Like honestly, sitting on the floor right now, like we've got like wood floors, sitting down for longer periods of time to play with him, like when I'm getting up, my back kills me. And I know that sounds so pathetic because I'm only like 23 weeks and I got a long way to go. But my Lord, I feel it. So just little things like that, whereas before I could just lay on the couch or take a nap, and now it's very different having another. So these families with like 4 and 5 kids, like those of you listening in, like, oh, that's cute, try having 5. I don't know how you do it, especially families of girl mums. Like I feel like girls, well, this pregnancy has been a lot harder than the first. It might not be that she's a girl, but I am blaming that because I feel like I want to eat everything in sight all the time. So my diet hasn't been great. And so of course I've added on a ton of weight, which isn't great either. It's winter. It's cold. There's snow on the ground. I don't know. Now I'm just complaining, but so many different things in regards to this pregnancy as opposed to my first. But I know I've got some notes written in front of me, and I know one of the questions that came through, or maybe, you know, just like insights was, you know, how are we feeling? Have we got any worries or concerns or excitements and all of that stuff? And honestly, I feel like it depends on the day. So if I'm having a really good mumming day, and you know, we all have them when it's just like, there's no tantrums, everything goes your way, like Gray's so cuddly and lovely and appreciative and thankful. And like, I'm like, I cannot wait, like bring it on. Like we can do this. But then our family went through a little sickness last week, so you can still hear a little bit of like raspiness in my throat. And so, of course, like sleep is interrupted, like we're all tired, exhausted, at each other's throats. And it's like, how are we and why are we even contemplating adding another? It's too late now. We're adding another regardless, right? So obviously I have my days where I'm like, oh my goodness, am I going to be able to do this as a family of four? I stay home with my boy. So I do obviously run a business as well. My company is Meal Prep Menus. It is all predominantly online. And I thankfully have a team and have just hired another team member. So I think we're going to be good to keep it going and keep it growing, more importantly, through my maternity leave, if I can call it that. But I work in pockets of time. But my main role is in my family is to be a mom. So I find that exhausting and very rewarding all at once. If you don't know my history, I was actually a school teacher in Australia before I moved to the United States. I taught for 8 years, I think it was, or almost 8 years. I taught mainly upper grade. So I taught seventh grade, fifth grade, fourth. But in the end of my career, I took on a phys ed teacher role. So I taught 3-year-olds through to 13-year-olds. And I must admit, my days where I had 3-year-olds, I was always like, oh, this is going to be a hard day. But I got through it with 30 kids. And now I'm struggling with one. But I feel like it's different when it's your own. And you get no break. When you're a school teacher, you know, it's like, adios, your time's done. And now I get to move on to 10-year-olds who can, you know, negotiate and listen. So it's all fun, but it's definitely testing my patience. And I guess my selfishness. Like, I like to do things in my time, and I'm very much like a lister. I love a list. So when I know things need to be done or I want things to be done, it can't always be in my time, and it's never in my time, if I'm being honest. So I'm learning to accept the list that it will be done at some point, just maybe not when I want it done. Other worries or concerns, I don't know if they're necessarily worries or concerns, but I am a little bit excited and anxious at the same time about sibling dynamics, balancing my attention between Gray and our new little one, and just like adjusting to that new routine is just that Gray is very much my shadow. If you have a Velcro baby, is what they refer to them as. So like if you have a baby that's like attached to you, that is me now, but with a 3.5-year-old or an almost 3.5-year-old. You know, he's very much mummy, mummy, mummy. You know, daddy can't help. I've got to peel his banana for him. God forbid if daddy tries to do it, it's like a nightmare. It's, you know, it's got to be me. So I don't know if that's a COVID baby thing or just a Gray baby thing, but that's something we're going to have to work on because, yeah, I'm going to have to be holding her more than I'm holding him. And right now I can't imagine holding anybody else because I'm constantly with him. So that's going to be an interesting learning curve for us and just adjusting to new routines. But at the same time, when our baby girl arrives, he will be finishing school. So he goes to a like preschool from 8:30 to 11, Tuesdays and Thursday mornings. And next year he'll be in like a 4-year-old program. So he'll be able to start going 2 full days. So he'll be going Tuesdays and Thursdays all day, which feels so rotten to me. If I'm being honest, I know that I need it because I'm going to have another baby that requires my attention and I'm going to need to rest, recover and settle into this new family dynamic. But I mean, Gray and I fill our days. Like we are always out and about busy doing things because as I said, he doesn't do anything by himself. So he doesn't play by himself. Everything's got to be me, me, me. He's not a toy guy, if I'm being honest. Any of the mums out there, like, please send me a DM, be like, girlfriend, you are not alone. My boy's not a toy guy. Like if he's not throwing a ball or riding a scooter or anything to do with sports, athletics, he's into, but at this age, it kind of requires me. Like I've got to throw the dang ball or I've got to, you know, like get him from the top of the climbing wall that he can't come down from yet. He's very small for his age. So there's just a lot of things that it's like, we got to do a lot of work, but that's okay. But he'll be in school 2 days a week. And I think that's going to be awesome for him and for myself and for our family. So then he can play with other kids, socialize, learn, and have some time away. So although we're nervous about these new routines, we've got things in place. So that's super, super exciting. In saying that, our due date, although she's measuring a little big right now, so she's measuring early, but we'll see if that all kind of like evens out. But her due date is the very last day of the school year. So I feel like it's going to be like, boom, here's a baby. And then also here's summer break where, you know, everything's busy and everything's all the time, but it could be a good thing because Gray does love to be outside. He's very good on the playgrounds. That's something that he can do pretty much independently for the most part, obviously, if I'm watching him. So yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm hoping my parents come over through the summer so they can escape the Aussie winter. and come and meet the new babe, because they unfortunately didn't get to meet Gray until he was two. They came over for his second birthday. Not because we didn't travel home and not because they didn't come here, but Australia had their borders closed for a prolonged period of time through COVID so that they could operate as usual. So they didn't have to close schools and they didn't have to close jobs and no one had to work from home and all that good stuff. They just closed the borders. So no one came in, no one came out, which was awesome for them because I knew my family was safe, but not awesome for us because we couldn't take our beautiful baby boy home, and they couldn't come and see him. So I'm really excited for them to be more involved with the baby side of things, whether they come over here in the summer or not, but our family plans to travel home, you know, for the Christmas or just after Christmas of this year. So they'll be meeting her before she's one, and that feels really good to me. So that is one thing that we're really excited about. Gosh, I've got so much written down because I feel like there's so much to talk about, but totally out of breath as well. Here I am just having a conversation with myself in my living room and I'm out of breath, but hey. Have we prepared the nursery? That's a common question I'm getting. No, because Gray is actually still in our nursery. Although he is in his big boy bed, we kind of just put that bed in his current nursery situation. But he is getting excited about moving up into a different room. We're moving him into what I personally think is the best room in our house. It has like floor-to-ceiling windows so he can see the snow on the ground. He can see the clouds in the sky. He can look at cars and trucks and snow plows and rubbish trucks and all the things that come past our house. So he is pumped to get in there, but we do want to decorate it as kind of like a dugout. He loves baseball. He's like seriously obsessed with it, which is so weird to us. My husband was a pro baseball player, so I can kind of see the influence, but we've never like pushed it on him, but he just loves it. Rain, how shine. He'll ask if he can play in the middle of winter. We're like, no, not right now. So we are going to do up his room in a really cool way so that he's pumped about that. And then, yes, we're going to completely strip the nursery. My husband is going to put some awesome wainscoting and paint and lighting and make it really pretty. We are doing it quite basic. I'm not a huge, like, pink overload person, but I love, like, the corals and the wooden and the wicker. And so, yeah, we'll make it feminine and girly and beautiful and just a little bit different from the gray and navy and those kind of influences that we have in Gray's room. Question that I keep getting asked. And no, I'm not being private about names. I just don't know what name I want because I feel like this is so bad. This is probably why the Lord's like, you know what, let's give her a girl just to throw a little spanner in the works. Is with Gray, we took so long to decide on a name and it was either going to be Grayson or it was going to be Weston. Okay, there were our two names. I thought Weston's cool, Weston, because it is also sounds a little bit like Western Australia, which is where I'm from. And he could get Wes as short, which is my husband's middle name. It's Wesley. So I don't know. There's so many things that we loved about that. Went with Grayson. So now we have he goes by Gray, but we have Grayson. And we chose Scott as the middle name. And then we were adamant it was going to be Weston Van, which is my husband's dad's name. Because I love the name Van. Honestly, I love that as a first name. And then when we lost Scott's grandmother last year on Thanksgiving, her name was just always Grandma Blue. I don't know her as anything else, just Grandma Blue. So then it was going to be Weston Blue. Weston Blue Peterman, I had no decisions to make. Like I could have told you the day I saw a boy written on that form, that's his name. Let's start getting the blankets made, the sign on the wall, all the things. And then surprise, it's a girl. I don't have any girl names. I always wanted a Scout and a Sadie. They were my two names. Scout is my boy. Sadie is my girl. I know I'm never getting a girl. Let's just mix it up. Surprise, here it is. And now a gorgeous friend of mine has a little girl called Sadie. So Sadie will not be our choice. But it is so hard to choose. We have a list of, like every time we hear a name that we love, we'll like add it to the list and then we kind of just like talk over it and then bring it back up and see. Like we loved Navy and we're like, oh yeah, that's great. Let's add that to the list. But then as we kept going, we're like, oh, we can't have a gray and a navy. Like, that's not going to happen. We're not having a rainbow family here. Okay. So we're not going by the colors. That kind of got scrapped. I don't know. We're still throwing around names. As soon as I know, I definitely start telling people. I don't care about their opinion, honestly. If they love it or hate it, great. I just like to tell people because then I feel like if someone else chooses it and has a baby right before us, we can't be like, that's what we were going to call her. Like, we can't be upset about it because we threw it out there. So, yeah, we don't keep baby names to ourselves. We share. I guess another question that I'm getting, I don't know how I'm going for time. I feel like I'm just rambling. I'll answer a last couple of questions is, how am I involving my current boy? Like, does he understand that I'm having a baby and how am I involving him? Gray does understand. He's almost 3.5. He turned 3 at the end of September. So I don't know. He's like 3 and 3 months or 3 and 4 months. He does understand. When I'm wearing like tighter clothes and he can see my tummy, like if I'm just coming home from the gym or whatever, he'll always like say hello to her and rub my tummy and things like that. And occasionally he'll ask me if he's like, I'm hungry. Are you hungry? I'm like, yeah, I'm hungry. He's like, is baby sister hungry? Like, he doesn't quite get it, but understand there is a baby in my tummy. It does help that my sister was pregnant with her second before me and they came over to the States to visit us. So because she was pregnant, obviously Gray was already exposed to that before me. But we haven't had to have too many conversations with him because he does get it. I think the shock is going to be when she's here and Gray realizes that babies literally eat, sleep, and poop and cry because he'll often say things about how he wants to share things with her or like how she needs to be careful going up the stairs. I'm like, well, honey, she can't do anything yet. Like, she's not going to crawl or walk or talk or eat or nothing, you know. So he's going to have a lot of learning there. And I think there's going to be some problems with I can't say I think it's going to be problems, but I'm kind of expecting problems with the fact that she's coming home, she's going to be in our house, and then she's not leaving. Do you know, you know what I mean? So I think he'll love the excitement of it until it's not exciting anymore and realizes he has to share me. So we haven't done any, you know, like books or stories or anything like that yet. I probably will start to do that as it gets closer. But in the meantime, we're just going with the excitement because he's thrilled about it. He probably brings her up more than us. So that's really cool. I think that was the majority of my questions. I did get a lot of questions or a couple of questions about like my baby list. Like, what are some things that I'm buying or upgrading for the family of four? In fact, one was a stroller, which I'm going to address real quick. And then the others, maybe I'll put together, I can put together like an Amazon list to share with you, like what we used with Gray, and then what I'll be using with the next, because we're not really upgrading or buying more. I had to buy a new bassinet, because we were really lucky to borrow a snoo with Gray. If you haven't heard about a snoo, look it up. It's really cute. It's by the author of Happiest Baby. He's a doctor. Anyway, he made this bassinet that kind of you strap them into, and so they're super safe and it adjusts to their crying and their movement. So it kind of rocks them and soothes them with white noise and all that stuff. Gray doesn't use his white noise machine anymore. He had a hatch in the last, I would say like 2 months. He has not been interested in it. We don't use it. So I'll be able to use that with her. And as for a stroller, I do use the stroller at the zoo when we go, but other than that, that's the only time I use the stroller. So we're not upgrading to a double. I'm just going to baby wear the baby when she arrives and push Gray in the stroller if it's ever needed. But I feel like this is such a good age gap now, at least to be having a newborn, because he's kind of outgrown a lot of his things. Like, she'll be in his crib. He's now in a bed. She can use his white noise. You know, she can use his sleep sacks. Yeah, so he's done with a lot of the stuff that we'll reuse. But they were really good questions. And if you are a new mama or pregnant, expecting, I can 100% put together a list for you on like Amazon or whatever of the things that I bought and love. But in regards to like now, we're not really buying a bunch, if that makes sense. But I have definitely overspoken my 20 minutes. Aida's like, keep it to 20 minutes. Okay, will do, Aida. Just cut out half of it. But I'm so glad to bring you guys along for this journey. And I do plan to talk about it again in the future. I will talk as we get closer to our due date in May. I also would love to hear from any other expecting mamas who are growing their family, whether you're, you know, having your first, whether you're having your 10th, your 5th, whatever it may be. I want to hear about your experiences too, because it's just, the female body is just phenomenal to me. What it can do, what it does, how it supports us, just amazing. So can't wait to chat with you guys again. Thank you for tuning in, and I will definitely answer any more questions that you have over on our Instagram. So go and give us a like and a follow, and I'll see you guys over there. Have a great day.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We really hope you enjoyed today's show. We release new episodes every Thursday, so make sure to subscribe to the show and never miss an episode. You can find us on all the major platforms. While you're at it, help us spread the word. Tell a friend and leave us a rating on iTunes. Oh, and let's be Instagram besties too. Follow us at _theunscriptedpodcast and let's connect. Until next time.